Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Radio family, good morning and welcome back to Jumpstart, another weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our public affairs shows here on our intercom stations every Saturday and Sunday morning. Thank you very much for the wonderful company, and that includes the company of members of our Community Focus family. He is the newbie on the block and a gentleman who I want to say personally thank you, Mr. Earl Rose,
for taking
having us. You're welcome for taking the time out of your busy schedule, because we're about to get into a really good conversation about your 2019 camp, the Football Fundamentals. And what's interesting is that word you end with a Z,
right,
as opposed to the traditional S. We'll get into that. But the fact that this camp is going to be held here locally, and it's actually for a very good cause. It's fighting against child suicide.
Yes.
First of all, sir, welcome to Community Focus. Glad to have you on board. Newbie, but officially your family now. So welcome.
Yes. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Well, who are you, sir? Who is Earl Rose, and what is your background?
Well, I'm originally from Greensboro. Went to Grimsley High School. Grimsley High School graduate, class of 1991.
Excellent.
Right after high school, I left and went off to the Army.
Okay.
Played a little football in the Army. Came back home.
Yeah.
Started coaching high school ball over at Grimsley. Went to Appalachian State.
Appalachian State, a Mountaineer in
yes.
the house. Very nice.
Went up there, played ball for a year, and had an opportunity to play some pro football after that. Didn't work out, came back home, and started playing some semi-pro ball.
Okay.
After playing semi-pro ball, started playing arena ball with the Greensboro Prowlers.
Yeah.
Signed with the Greensboro Prowlers and played a year with those guys, and then I eventually started coaching with the Greensboro Prowlers, as well as running my own semi-pro team, the Carolina Heat. That name has been around since 2000.
I was going to say, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so really, we got home talent
in the house here.
Greensboro
native.
So very likely, Earl, people who are hearing you right at this very moment say, hey, I know that guy. That's our buddy Earl. Now, what prompted you to start the Football Fundamentals 52, to be exact?
Well, as I stated, I started coaching semi-pro, started coaching arena ball, mm-hmm. and I'm coaching on these levels, and I saw that some of these older guys, college graduates, didn't have the fundamentals to play football.
Right.
So something just said, you know what, I need to start something that's going to go back to the early ages and just start teaching those kids the fundamentals, which
right.
will help them in the future. We decided that we were going to just do something small at the Warnersville Center.
Right.
That's the neighborhood I grew up in. And just honor two guys who went to Grimsley as well, Reuben Davis and Delton Hall.
Wow.
And it just blew up from there.
Yeah. So really just teaching our young ones the basic, like you said, fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
And really that's getting to really what, when we think of the word basic, just kind of stripping everything apart.
Right.
And starting from scratch, more or less. Now, for those of us who may not know the ins and outs of football the way you do, what's the difference between what most folk are or what most people see on television with football as opposed to arena football? What's the biggest difference?
Well,
the one difference.
Well, the one thing that I've noticed that, and I created a list of the levels of football, starting from youth football all the way to the NFL. Mm-hmm. Youth football is where you learn the fundamentals. It's where you're taught how to get into a stance, how to catch the ball, how to run properly. Mm-hmm. So many kids don't know how to run properly. And then when you get to NFL, these guys know the fundamentals, but NFL ball is entertainment.
Yeah.
And some people look at it as, you know, well, that's the realest form of football. The realest form of football, in my opinion, is college football. These are the guys who are really grinding. These are the guys who are working the hardest to try to get that NFL contract.
Right.
But when once you get the contract, then, you know, now it's for the fans now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know one thing that I see quite a bit in my travels, and by that, Earl, I mean when I'm driving in and around town and especially on a lot of football fields. Now, I live in Winston-Salem, so there is the Ray Agnew football field.
Right.
And I went to school. Well, we went to the same high school, I should say. Ray's a little bit older than I am, but that's the one thing that whenever I go past, and now there's a new swimming pool in that vicinity, and right next to it is the field where I see the peewee football teams and a lot of the youngsters practicing there.
Right.
So that's kind of like the ritual, and you know it's just that time of year when those young guys are just getting ready to do that. Now, with you living now in Texas that you're calling home, why do you have a football and cheer camp back home in Greensboro?
Well, I was always taught that if you're going to do some cleaning up, you got to clean up in your own backyard first. So I want to be able to come back and help the community of Greensboro with their kids.
Right.
And the reality is football and cheer is just a piece to get the kids there. We have so much more that we do with our program.
Absolutely. And the nice thing, too, about it, Earl, is really the community support. Because you have, of course, you have mom and dad out there rooting on the kids, but you really have a community as a whole rooting on these young fellas as well. Now, what happens at a football fundamentals 52 football in cheer camp? What can folk expect for 2019?
Well, normally, so each year we do a different thing. This year, as you stated, we have fighting against child suicide. In the past, we've had military appreciation. We've had breast cancer awareness. We've had the city and Greensboro, the city of Greensboro versus the community with all those shootings that we had going on across the nation. So each year we try to have a cause or topic that we emphasize throughout the camp. And that's normally on the first night of camp. The second, that also on that night, we have educators who come in and talk to the kids. We have, I have an entire education department of members of the Forsyth County School District, Guilford County School District, as well as Alamance County School District.
Wow.
So our main focus is the education piece.
Yes.
And what happens once these kids sign up for our camp, they go onto this database and we follow up with these kids. We have them sign a two-way consent form where we actually go into the schools and talk to the kids, talk to the guidance counselors, build individual portfolios so that they can make honor roll and maintain honor roll.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very. And the one thing that I like about that, Earl, is that you are stressing the emphasis on education.
Yes.
Even though, this, like you said, the sports piece is good, it's just as equally important, but more so, especially in getting these young kids to realize, like you said with yourself, going off into the NFL, that didn't work out, but having a backup plan.
Right.
Or another plan, because a lot of these students will go on to perhaps pursuing other careers outside of football and particularly outside of sports.
Yes.
So it's good that they have that educational piece. Excellent. Now, who are some of your volunteers and coaches and their particular backgrounds?
Well, I what I did was I reached back into my history of football players, and I wanted to be Greensboro local heroes.
Excellent. Right.
So the very first person that comes to mind is Ruben Davis, who graduated from Grimsley High School, Carolina Tar Heels. He went on to spend 13 years in the NFL. He played with the Arizona Cardinals, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as well as the San Diego Chargers. And he also played for a Super Bowl. He didn't win. Mm-hmm. But now that leads me to my next graduate, DeMario Presley, who played at Dudley High School in NC State.
Right.
He also went on to win a Super Bowl with the Saints. We also have, you mentioned Winston-Salem, we have Antonio Stevenson,
yes,
who's a graduate of Carver, Winston-Salem State. He's also a Hall of Famer over at Winston-Salem State.
Yes. Some
other local heroes here, Sean Brown from Grimsley High School, Bernard Farrington. We have quite a few Greensboro Prowlers. We have Travis Pender, who went to Winston-Salem State.
Excellent.
He's now the all-time leading passer for the Greensboro Prowlers.
Yeah.
I was actually his center as well as his coach.
Oh, wow.
So we have Brandon Copeland. We have Dale Seagraves, a graduate of Dudley, University of Pittsburgh, Washington Redskins. And we have guys, we have over 40 coaches that take vacation just to come in and do this camp. I think I have 10 coaches from Greensboro. Everybody else flies back in or drives back in.
Wow. Right. That sounds like just a who's who of lists. And it's very nice when you have friends in high places that can do things like that. And how wonderful that they take the time out of their schedules to assist you with that. So that is really great to hear. Earl, I have one more question for you before we go to our first break of the morning.
Okay.
What's your biggest challenge with your organization, would you say?
The biggest challenge, I would say, was funding.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am prior military, and I had some real strict football coach. I won't say strict, they were very disciplined. So I like things to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, that means their cost included.
Right.
So our camps are at the Greensboro Coliseum. We're indoors.
Yeah.
Every kid gets a t-shirt. Every kid gets a water bottle. Every kid gets a wristband.
Right.
All of my coaches look good. They have to dress alike.
Mm-hmm.
So
uniformality.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And the one thing is just trying to get local sponsors, get people to support us. I have a few sponsors that take care of us, but that's just a minor piece of what we have to pay for each year.
So you definitely have room for a few more.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, Radio Family, let me share with you that the Football Fundamentals 2019 camp, in fact, Earl, let's go through the dates. It's coming in June.
Yes.
June 17th through the 21st.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, the Greensboro Coliseum Fieldhouse. Now, this is at 1921 Westgate City Boulevard in Greensboro. Now, I don't know the last time you went through here, but this used to be Old High Point Road.
Right, yeah.
I'm still getting used to that too, Earl. So again, the theme this year, fighting against child suicide. Earl, it is good to have you back home, family.
Thank you.
You're
Thanks
so welcome. Now, how often do you get to travel?
For work, quite often.
Yeah.
but I normally get back to Greensboro maybe 3 to 4 times a year.
Oh, excellent.
My
excellent.
Mother still lives here, so I definitely
beautiful.
Come visit her.
Wonderful.
And then, like this trip, I was sort of impromptu. So I came in and I surprised a few students at their school. Because
wonderful.
I just want them to know that I'm more about the education piece. So I was able to go have some lunch with some kids
Very
and
nice.
Sneak up on them in their classroom.
Oh, I'm sure they enjoyed that.
Yeah, of course.
So a nice opportunity to go back to your alma mater as well.
I didn't get a chance to
not
get up
yet.
On the Grimsley.
Okay.
Not yet.
You're working on
now,
it.
Now, I rolled past there. I saw the new facilities and it's starting to look real good over there. So
nice.
That's a good thing.
Nice. So you can put it in the plans.
Yes, definitely.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, Earl, thank you so much for being with me for the first half. Can you stick around?
Yes, ma'am.
Looking forward to it. More great conversation with Earl Rose. And again, the Football Fundamentals 2019 camp. That's our topic of discussion here as the weekend edition of Community Focus continues. And we'll be back after this break. And it's more the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you, Radio Family. Wonderful company every Saturday and Sunday mornings. Thank you for listening here on our intercom stations. You're a great company, of course, and the company of members of our Community Focus family. Our newest one in Earl Rose and the Football Fundamentals 2019 camp. And to recap, if you're just joining us, the dates are June 17th through the 21st, Greensboro Coliseum Fieldhouse, 1921, Westgate City Boulevard, right here in the Gate City. The theme is fighting against child suicide. And Earl, thank you for coming back with me here for the second
Yes, ma'am.
Part of the program. Now, as we continue in our conversation, let's discuss the cost to attend the week-long camp.
Well, I've been around the world or been around the United States doing football camps. I actually even paid $600 for a camp myself. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? This is ridiculous. So camp costs shouldn't be that high.
Exactly.
So we came up with the number that we thought would be affordable. Mm-hmm. And I was having a conversation with my mom at the time, and she said, well, what about $100? I said, no. I said, and I asked her, I said, well, would that be enough for you? Could you afford that?
Right.
No, I couldn't afford that. Okay, let's drop it down to 50.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I worked all the time. So what about those parents who are single family kids?
Right.
So my mom said, my contribution to the camp will be that you allow so many single mothers to come to the camp free of charge.
Wow.
So we charge $50 for the camp, mm-hmm. whereas the first 50 single mothers are able to attend for free.
Very nice. So, now, are there any scholarships offered, and how does that work?
So how that works is, like I said, we get the first 50 single mothers that right. come in for free. Based on certain sponsors. So we may have somebody who will donate $100.
Right.
So I will go on Facebook or whatever outlet I have and just say, okay, I just had two free spots open up.
Right.
So first person calls me or first person sends me a message, then they can go to the camp for free.
Right.
Like I said, the average camp like this, and I challenge people all the time,
right.
well, just Google a camp like this, 5 days,
good
indoors,
right.
education. We have a director of sports ministry, a complete sports ministry department,
right.
Mentoring department. And I guarantee you're going to spend at least $400 to $500 for this camp.
Right.
Whereas, again, we only charge 50. And if you're a single mother,
mom,
you're free.
You get in free.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a really good incentive. I really like that. And hopefully, Earl, for those who are listening, will do just that.
Right.
Make that comparison and find that you have perhaps one of the best camps in the world as far as the offer.
Yes.
For getting young ones to come. What are the ages of our campers?
So, again, this is something as we've gone over the years. So this is our sixth camp.
Yeah.
So we started saying we only wanted six. Age 6 through 17.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a parent call me and say, my son is only 4. And I said, can he do things independently?
Right.
She said, Earl, I think he can. Coach, he can. So he came, and the kid was one of the best kids at the camp. At the age of 4. And so now we've changed it to 4.
Wow.
From 4 to 17. And it's funny how you see some of these 17-year-olds, these mm-hmm. juniors and seniors in high mm-hmm. school, looking at these little ones like in awe.
You know, I would too,
yeah.
actually, because you think a 4-year-old, and it's not to say they're not developed, but it's amazing how every generation, these kids just get smarter and smarter
yes.
in so many things that they do. Now, with that said, let's flash back with you a little bit. Do you recall your first
yes.
football camp? Okay, how
yeah.
old were you at the
well,
time?
During my time, we didn't have football camps.
Okay.
So we went and played for the rec center. I played for
yeah.
Warnersville Recreation
oh, okay.
Center. I remember being 6 years old.
Wow.
And kids nowadays, they all wearing the Nike jerseys
right,
and the Nikes.
Right.
I remember my mom giving me my brother's T-shirt to wear as
right.
my jersey and
yeah.
going to Pick and Pay and
there
picking
you
out
go.
A pair of brand new Cougars.
Hey.
I got a brand new pair of Cougars every year for $8.
There you go. Now, see, that's the old school way.
Right.
Now, I think for kids who are probably the millennials are looking at the radio and it's like, really?
Right.
You know, but you'd be surprised because when you think about Cougars, and even though Chucks are probably more in the basketball category,
yes.
but still, they're making a comeback.
Yep,
you
exactly.
just know. So, hey, you never know. Get you a good pair of Cougars and a good pair of Chucks.
Right.
It is the weekend edition of Community Focus heard on our intercom stations. Thank you, Radio Family, for your great company. And I, Renee Vaughn, definitely enjoying the company of Coach Earl Rose. We have been talking about the Football Fundamentals 2019 camp, which is coming June 17th through June the 21st. Earl, my next question is this. How can the city of Greensboro help you out with this camp?
Well, again, just getting the word out. For me, I would love to have more sponsors. But my thought is if I get more kids coming out,
yeah.
more paying kids, because even so I try to average it out at about 150 to 160 kids
right.
coming to the camp.
Yeah.
And once you subtract the 50 football players that are going to come for free.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have cheer as well. So we have about 60 cheerleaders
oh,
as well,
great.
Where we offer 10 free spots for the cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
So even with all the paid kids, We're probably only about a quarter of the way when it comes to costs.
Right, right.
So, or taking care of costs. So everything else is still coming out of my pocket. Yeah. And I thought maybe in by year six, I would have so much community support because what I am doing is for the community. I'm trying to help kids all over. Right. I don't have a particular, I have little girls coming to the camp, black kid, white kids, all the above. Yeah. And so what I would want the community to do, just reach out, do some research on us, see what we're doing.
Right,
I don't want
right.
you to just come in and write a check. I want you to see what we're doing, how we can benefit your business, how we benefit your kid.
Right.
So those are the things that I really would like the community. We've actually had the mayor out before, the chief of police out, and they really enjoyed themselves talking to the families and the kids as well.
Very good. And to reemphasize to Earl, for those who may not have heard our conversation earlier, to really focus on when they look you up on the educational piece,
right,
which goes along equally with, you know, of course, the sports piece
right.
that this football camp offers. Now, other than football and cheer training, what else is offered at your camp?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So like I said, with our education piece, that is for me the biggest piece.
Yeah.
I also have a childhood friend named Shannon Frazier. He's from Greensboro. We graduated from Grimsley together.
Yeah.
So he actually resides in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
I named him my director of sports ministry some years ago. So what we've done with that is we've created an alliance of churches here in the Greensboro community where we do just any type of volunteering events. So when we had the tornado here, we had some events going on where we donated so much money. We went out and bought groceries and different things and collected money and to give to different churches because they were doing a lot of feeding families. We also offer at our camp, they set up a booth. So some parents just don't have a church home. So we send them over to that table. They can go to whatever church they want to go to. We also have a Fundamentals Fathers program, which is our mentoring program.
Yeah.
That's ran by another good friend of mine, Denny Calloway, who lives out in Texas as well. So like I said, I have people flying in to come to camp every year.
Right.
So this program is where we take our single mothers, their children, and we match them up with fathers. Football Fundamental pays for the entire background check of each man, each male father figure, and we match them up with the child.
That'd
and each every other weekend, we'll do events. We'll go fishing, arts and crafts, different little things, play basketball, weightlifting, anything that these fathers would like to do with these kids. So those are two of the other pieces. And again, of course, we have the cheer part as well.
Right.
And our cheer director, Anita Wood Johnson, she is a Greensboro Prowler, former cheerleader. We have a few other cheerleaders, Stacy Rogers, Latoya Marsh. Yeah. So we have quite a bit going on with the program. Again,
absolutely. And the first word that comes to mind, coach, is well-rounded.
Yes.
And that's what this camp offers because, you know, there are a lot of camps out there, per se, but one in yours that I think of is well-rounded because you cover everything. And I love what you say about particularly matching up our young boys who may come from those single mother families or homes. To have them see that there are men out there who care for them.
Yes.
And a lot of times, and, you know, we have wonderful moms out there as single mothers. But, of course, there's also that part in which a young boy just needs a male role model in their life.
Exactly.
And you offer that. And that's really a fantastic thing. Now, how does a person get signed up to attend this great camp?
So they can go onto the website, and it's so funny. Every time somebody goes onto the website, they have some forms to fill out.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say there are probably, of the 6 years that I've been doing this camp, I would say 98% of the time, I will either call you or text you
right
after you register to either correct a form or whatever the case may be to welcome you to the camp. But the way to get in and signed up for the camp is just go to the website, and that's at www.footballfundamentals52, and that's fundamentals with a Z, .com. And they can go onto our website. I have my phone number plastered all over the place, and that's 214-527-4034. And I'm always available to talk.
That's excellent.
Yeah, even if I'm at work, I'll get up and go to the break room or whatever. I'll make time to talk to any parent.
And what I love about that too, Earl, is the fact that you are very hands-on and you're very direct, because there are a lot of camps in which you have to probably go through another person.
Right.
And not the immediate person that's in charge of everything.
Exactly.
So it's really nice that when a person either calls or goes on the World Wide Web, they will get you directly.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. How long have you been in Texas now?
I've been in Texas for 12 years.
Really?
Got there in 2007.
Yeah. Well, what took you there?
Just wanted to change. I love it here in Greensboro.
Yeah.
Again, that's why I keep coming back.
Right, exactly.
My mother is here.
Home, right.
All of my family's here.
Yeah.
Just wanted something different.
Different, yeah.
We went to Texas, and I just fell in love with Texas.
Yeah. It's and a beautiful
course,
area.
It's supposedly the football capital of the world.
Yes.
But another thing I wanted to do is I wanted Greensboro to understand that as big as Texas is for football,
mm-hmm.
Greensboro produces just as many great athletes.
Oh, absolutely. Who play football, not just, you know, in Texas, but literally around the world.
Yes.
And my other question, which I think just, you ever get that situation where you have a question
and
it just
goes somewhere else.
And it goes somewhere else and it's hiding right now. So until it comes back. Let me ask you this. What is the overall goal for Football Fundamentals 52?
The overall goal for Football Fundamentals 52 is to, one, I like to, when I'm talking to my staff, I have a 12-person staff. When I'm talking to them, I call it a movement.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to go, our goal is 12 camps in 12 cities every year.
Wow, nice.
And we want to be able to affect kids all over the place. We want to educate them. We want them to focus on education.
Right.
We have a new initiative going on with our education department where we're reaching out to all of our 7th and 8th graders where we're going to help them set up their core grades, their core classes for their entire high school career so that when the colleges come calling, they can't say, well, you don't have a 2.0. Yeah, we got a 3.0 or 3.5.
Yeah.
Now all we have to do is take the ACT or the SAT where we have some of our educators that help out with the ACT and SAT as well.
Exactly.
So our movement is we want education. We want people to have mentorship. Again, everything that I do with this camp are some things that I've actually lived through.
Right.
Coming from a single mother household, struggling with the ACT, not knowing what my core grades were. And I qualified for those things. I was just an undersized guy.
Yeah.
So that was why we had the military appreciation, because you can go to the military first.
Right.
Let them pay for your college and still be able to go play football. So.
Exactly. Now I remembered what that question was. I think you touched on it earlier. This is going into what year with the camp?
6 years.
Six year.
Yep, six
year. Well,
camp.
In the 6 years that you have seen this camp grow, what has been the highlight for you?
Our kids that have come to the camp as little tiny kids when we started that have now graduated and that are in college playing football.
Yeah.
And the one name that comes to mind, well, two names really, Brevin Allen, who came through. He went to Northeast High School.
Yeah.
I remember Brevin as a little frail kid.
Wow.
Now Brevin is 6'5", 6'6", 285.
Ooh, yeah.
Starting defensive end. Yeah, he starts for Campbell University.
Oh, excellent.
We had another kid that came through. He's now, he gave up football, but he went to a kid named Hunter Barrier. He's from Davidson County.
Okay.
So we get kids from all over the state. We get kids from Charlotte, Raleigh, Cary. We even had kids come down from Danville, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, Texas. I have families that I coached out in Texas that are flying in for the camp as well. So,
oh, very good. Yeah. So again, it goes back to that word well-rounded. Now, if I can touch on just a little bit with you, Coach, as we mentioned earlier, every year it's a different theme.
Yes.
This particular theme, fighting against child suicide. Why that particular theme this year?
Because it's a major concern across America.
Yeah.
Every day you open up the paper or the website or the internet and you see where another child took his life.
Yeah.
And the first thing you can say is why.
Exactly.
And that's the only thing. And for me, it's I want to be able to provide some information that helps the parents, that they can see some of the signs or signals. I want the kids to be able to understand that they can talk to somebody.
Exactly.
That you don't have to resort to taking your own life and different things like that. So we want to just shed some light on that. I don't know. The 1 year we did breast cancer awareness, and it was sort of new to me when I started coaching kids, that all the kids would wear pink. And I'm like, well, why are the kids wearing pink? I wonder if they know why they're wearing pink.
Right.
So that's why we did the breast cancer awareness. And The parents that, well, the people, the speakers that came in and spoke to the parents and kids, wow, it wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can only imagine that.
But now they have a better understanding of why they wear pink.
Absolutely. Yeah. And hopefully with this year's theme,
yes,
a better understanding of knowing that our young ones have a support system.
Yes.
Whether it comes from a parent, whether it comes from a guardian, whether it even comes from their own peers.
Right.
Just to let them know that, Phil, you know, go to somebody, talk to someone.
Yes.
Yes, definitely don't keep something like that to yourself. You mentioned earlier having the great opportunity to talk to a group of kids. I had a similar experience a few days back, and it was talking to second and third graders, and then I think I had like fourth and fifth graders.
Okay.
And just, there's nothing like being in a room full of young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Explaining to them what you do for a living.
Right.
And I love the part because we had a Q&A session.
Mm-hmm.
And this generation of kids is just amazing, just how smart
yes.
they are. And some of their questions is just like, right. how do you know about this?
Right.
And so on and so forth. So it's really wonderful, as I'm sure you do through your camp and on a regular basis, how you connect with the young ones and how
yes.
they connect with you as well.
Right.
And so that's got to be a great experience. I've really enjoyed my time with you, Earl. I got a couple of more questions.
Okay.
Again, who are some of your supporters?
Right now we have Hooters is our biggest supporter when it comes to, they don't give us any money, but they
right.
take care of a big need that we have.
Yeah.
So as I stated, I have 40 football coaches
wow.
that, and of course, most of them are big guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And they eat a lot. So Hooters feeds us every night after camp. We also have Forbes and Dick Funeral Home, a former graduate of Grimsley, Chris Skoog. He
yeah.
Works for Forbes and Dick, and he makes sure we get some sponsorship from them as well. We have a few others. We have Kearns Davis, who's an attorney. Mm-hmm. Kearns and I actually played arena football together,
oh, wow.
so he supports
Very good.
Us.
Yeah.
And just to go recap something, I mentioned
sure.
we talked about the different themes.
Yes, yes.
Along with those themes, we do different colors.
Oh,
so
okay.
every year we've had a different color shirt.
Right, right.
So this year, I definitely had to throw this out there. Our colors are going to be black and gold.
Okay.
The reason for that is
yes.
I was fortunate enough to become a member of Alpha Phi Alpha this past November. So definitely got to represent my black and gold.
And for some of the brothers who may be listening from
right.
the fraternity this morning here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Now, what are, if we were to look ahead, a coach, the future plans for Football Fundamentals 52, what would those plans be?
My biggest dream yet is to one day have a facility
mm-hmm.
where we have these indoor football fields where we're doing our camps.
Yeah.
But we also, and the biggest piece to this facility is to have classrooms.
Yeah.
Where we're actually teaching, tutoring, having kids come in for programs and different things like that. You know, I tell people all the time, I'm tricking these kids and they don't know it. I'm getting them there saying we're going to have fun playing football and doing some cheer. And they do. They have
yeah,
a great
yeah,
time.
Exactly.
But my ultimate goal is for them to walk away from school saying, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I went to Football Fundamentals camp. I had a C average and now I have an A average.
Right, right.
And that's what my ultimate goal is. I want them to walk away and say, you know what? Had it not been for Football Fundamentals, I never would have thought about going to college.
Right.
Had it not been for Football Fundamentals, I would never be a father. And the one thing I tell everybody I've coached from mm-hmm. 1995,
yeah.
when Coach Rose starts coaching you,
yeah.
I'm your coach forever.
For life.
So when wife says, you're not doing what you're supposed
uh-huh,
to do,
uh-huh.
call Coach Rose. We're going to have a conversation.
There you go. Absolutely. I love that, Coach Rose. Well, Football Fundamentals 2019, the Camp Radio family. Again, take note of the dates. June 17th through the 21st, Greensboro Coliseum Fieldhouse, 1921 Westgate City Boulevard in Greensboro. This year's theme, black and gold.
Yes.
Fighting against child suicide. And you can certainly contact Coach Earl Rose. The number again is area code 214-527-4034. That's 4034. You can also visit on the World Wide Web. And please do, especially in making comparisons
yes.
to other camps. And I'm telling you, radio family, this camp is going to be the most affordable, particularly
yes.
if you are a single mom. But visit Football Fundamentals 52, and as Earl and I, or really more Earl than me, stressed earlier, spell fundamentals with a Z, 52.com. Coach, any last thoughts, closing words, closing comments, rather, here on the weekend edition of Community Focus?
I definitely first want to thank God for giving us this vision. Yes. But just, again, thanking my staff,
their
integral part, thanking the city, thanking you for having us on, putting the word out. We just, you know, we want to help kids. We want to build kids. We want to turn them into positive members of society. I have never said I wanted a kid to go to the NFL. Mm-hmm. I want a kid to be a positive member of society.
I like that. Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. Earl, Coach Rose,
yes, ma'am.
I want to thank you. You definitely are family, as I said. So the next time you're back home,
yes,
you just come, you know, just drop by and if nothing else to say hi.
Yes,
we'll and do. I really would like to hopefully in future have you back on the program to talk more, you know, perhaps share with us what took place at the camp. And again, you know, an opportunity to just continue to talk about the good things that you are doing in our community. So thank you so much. And definitely take all the love from Greensboro, North Carolina, back to Texas.
Will do.
Absolutely. And so, Coach, on this program, I typically don't have any goodbyes. I just say until next time.
Until next time.
Absolutely. So I look forward to hopefully that next time with you. And please, also, lastly, I would be remiss. Please give a big thank you to your daughter.
Yes.
Who made this possible, because she's actually the one that was in contact with me to get together and for us to have this conversation.
Yes.
And I personally want to thank Alicia. So please give her my hellos.
Will do. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you, radio family, as well. Another wonderful weekend edition of Community Focus officially comes to a close. And to thank you for the good things you're doing in our communities, by all means, please keep up the great work. And until that next time, as it's been a pleasure getting to know Coach Earl Rose, thank you for your great company. And until that next time, do enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.